This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Over the course of three seasons, from 2004 to 2006, Homer High School's baseball team won two state championships and had a record-setting winning streak. Jeff Karzin, at that time a Battle Creek Inquirer sports writer, chronicled Homer's amazing baseball run in the book Homer, The Small Town Baseball Odyssey. The book is now in its second edition. Jeff Karzin joins us from Chicago, where he now lives and works. Jeff, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Let's go back and remind everyone what made the Homer baseball story worthy of a book when it was published in 2008, the first time around.
Sure. First off, the on-field success that Homer garnered at that time was just incredible. To refresh people's memory, they, in a three-year span, they won two state titles. They only lost two games in that entire stretch. Take that back. I think it's by a combined three runs. It's been a little while since I messed up on that one. But so they set the national record for consecutive wins with 75, which is just an astonishing feat when you think about the game of baseball, where every game you need a pitcher to perform, and you need, you know, some clutch hitting sometimes, and just kind of everything to click for 75 straight games is pretty amazing. So they did that, setting a national record and kind of putting their little town of 1,800 people on the national map with some of the attention they got around the country. And then in conjunction with that, after covering the baseball success for the Inquirer, I found out some things that really kind of made the story, I think, interesting to those that might not even be sports fans, in that the coach, Scott Sallow, who is still coach to this day, was nearly forced out of his job in the middle of all this when he wanted to go from a middle school teacher to the middle school principal. And there was kind of the old guard in town thought that you shouldn't be allowed to be a principal and a coach of one of their major sports because the time it requires to do both. And so he went through a lot of crazy stuff and emotional school board meetings and a lot of sleepless nights before finally being able to remain as coach.
So if someone has read the first edition of the book, maybe hasn't picked it up for a while, what are some things they might find in the second edition? What's some of the new material?
Sure. What I did with the second edition was a new final chapter. So updating readers on all the stuff the main characters have been up to in their post-high school lives. So a lot of it is on Josh Kalmenter, who I'm sure we'll spend some time talking about, is now with the Arizona Diamondbacks and recently signed a two-year contract to remain with Arizona. I spent a day with him and Homer in one of the recent off seasons and just kind of, you know, soaked in what his life is like now as going from a small town to pitching in front of 40,000 people on a regular basis now. So a lot is on Josh, and then as well as some of the other main characters from the book and Coach Sallow and just updating people on all that's gone on since the book was printed initially in 2008.
Well, let's talk about Josh Kalmenter for a little bit. This is a guy who wondered if he was going to get a scholarship offer from a four-year uh-huh. university. And here he is now pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks. How unlikely is that story?
Oh, it's a one in a million kind of story, I think. As you said, he nearly ended up at Kellogg Community College because no Division I schools had offered him anything. And they wouldn't have unless the Homer team he was on as a senior, if they had been just the average kind of team, Josh would have ended up at Kellogg Community College. But because they were in big playoff games that attracted some college scouts and they got to see him pitch against some higher caliber competition, they were able to see what he's made of and that he's not just a small-town kid kind of picking on the other small towns, that he was able to match up and he threw his shutouts against some of the big schools like Blissfield and some of the storied programs in their class. So to go from that to now, I think one of the things I had mentioned in the new edition is is kind of the list of the who's who of batters he's struck out in his short major league career. And, it really is a who's who in the National League. It's, you know, Matt Kemp and Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder, just on and on and on, Troy Tulowitzki, and he belongs. He's not just a guy who got called up for a week and who knows what's going to happen, but he's in the major leagues to stay, and he's been there 3 years now, and he just got rewarded with a contract. He still doesn't have, you know, a blazing fastball that is going to wow scouts, but the guy just knows how to pitch, and it's absolutely a, I don't know if a once in a lifetime is accurate, but once in a great long while kind of story to be able to come from his upbringing to where he is now.
And he's gone from being a starting pitcher and having a pretty good beginning to his career, his first season, struggling then, and then converting to a reliever and finding success as a reliever. That's not often seen in Major League Baseball, is it?
No, yeah, that's true. You know, he's a guy that was a starter his whole life until I think midway through his second season in the big leagues. And I admit, you know, when I saw him struggling, I kind of had some thoughts of, uh-oh, they're catching up. You know, they've seen what he's got. And one of his big advantages is his unusual over-the-top delivery, which kind of baffles hitters the first time around. But after the league had seen him, you know, he struggled. And I thought, uh-oh, this might be it. But in true Josh Kalmenter fashion, you know, he just kept working. And I'm sure he went into overdrive watching film and you know, he knows that he's not going to beat major league hitters on talent alone. He has to outthink them and outwork them. And that's exactly what he's done now to become a super successful reliever and a huge part of Arizona's bullpen.
As you say, a 75-game winning streak, which is what Homer had between 04 and 05, is a pretty remarkable run. Are you surprised that that record has since been broken?
That's a good question, Gordon. I guess a little bit, yeah. You know, it's a funny thing about records. When we look at this particular one, there was a school in New York, I believe the name was Archbishop Molloy, and they had it for something like 40 years, I believe. And then in the mid-2000s, a school from New Mexico got it, La Cueva, which you might remember me writing about a little bit. And then they only had it for a few months, and then they lost, and then Homer broke it. So it's just one of those things. You never know. So a school had it for 40 years, then another one had it for 2 months, and then Homer had it for, I don't know what it was, maybe...
Six or seven years,
I think, right. So you never know. I am a little surprised, to answer your question more directly. I am a little surprised that it was broken already. But what are you going to do with that? That's out of their control. When they lost, they opened the door. And who knows, maybe the current school, I believe they're in New Hampshire, maybe they'll have it for another 40 years.
For people who maybe haven't followed Homer closely since then, is it still a strong baseball program?
Yeah, they are. I'm glad you asked that because they are. They had a couple down years where I was wondering to myself privately, is their run over? But then they've gotten back on the horse now and they've put together some really impressive seasons lately. They went to the quarterfinals last year. And Scott Salo and his brother Tom are still in charge, and they do a great job. It still seems like it's one of those deals where the little kids in town still dream of putting on that orange jersey and being a Homer baseball player. So that's, you know, that's important to have that pipeline of it still being the thing to do in town. They're still strong. They're, of course, not dominant the way they were when the book came out, but they are certainly a healthy baseball program again and winning 20-plus games a year on a regular basis.
Jeff, if someone's interested in the book, how can they find it?
Sure. The best place to go is www.homerbaseballbook.com. Really happy with the website and the way it turned out. I'd like to give a shout-out to to the designer, who's actually a Kalamazoo native, Ken Campbell. He did a terrific job with the site, and I've gotten a lot of nice feedback on it. We just debuted it recently in the past 6 months or so. So it seems to be a nice resource for not only buying the book, but also kind of getting some information about what it's about and keeping up with Josh Kalmenter. We have a Kalmenter tab on the site as well. So I hope people will go there.
Jeff Karzin, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Gordon. It's great to talk to you.
Jeff Karzin is the author of Homer, the Small Town Baseball Odyssey. It's now in its second edition. He's also a former Battle Creek Inquirer sports writer. Jeff Karzin spoke with us from Chicago, where he now lives and works. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.